looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding, what we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Tomorrow we're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come on out and join us. Andy and Randy will be there before us. And then we'll kick it from 2 to 6, inviting you to come on out and hang out with us. Look, today Josina Anderson put out a report that several teams, including the Falcons, have upper-level personnel still fond of Bill Belichick. She included the Giants and the Browns, among other teams. The reason why we're talking about this, and understand if you're just tuning in, and thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show, no one's been fired. No one has been let go. But if you don't think teams right now are having these conversations about where they might want to go, who they might want to talk to, Mike, specifically the teams that have been eliminated from the NFL playoffs, you are mistaken. Now, I'm not going to tell you that Josina is wrong because she is a credible reporter and does a hell of a job. But I will tell you that I have no interest whatsoever if we were to move on, Mike, and we had a situation where we're now again looking for another head coach. That has not happened yet. That Bill Belichick's name would be brought up again. Mike Bell, didn't we do this already?
Yeah, and I can't imagine because, again, you and I, we know some guys, we know people that are close to Arthur, and I couldn't think of any one of them that would say, yeah, let's roll the dice on that Belichick again. No way. I would imagine these are the same guys that may have been in Arthur's ear going, no, you don't want him. No, you don't want that. That's not going to work. Because if you do bring him in, he was going to clean house and he would be, you know, his way or the highway.
That's right.
And I said at the time, I wanted Harbaugh. That was a guy I was interested in, and that was never in the cards for us. But Belichick's third act after Browns, Patriots, and I was not interested. So now, after a year of, you know, kind of screwing around on TV, then whatever the hell this is with North Carolina, he wants to get back in the pros. I mean, yeah, maybe somebody in his camp, his agent leaked that to Josina, but I couldn't imagine us being interested.
I agree, man. And look, the Brown situation, that's interesting. They got a GM they extended, a head coach in, you know, who's not at fault, the owner basically going after Deshaun Watson, paying him all that money, and then that falling apart is the reason why the Browns are where they are. They're still trying to figure out if Shador can play and what this is going to look like for next year. But that is a franchise. Then if you really wanted to say, hey, Bill, come in here and turn this around. Been there, done that. He didn't turn it around like he did in New England, Mike, but he did have a situation where he coached there before, but this would be completely different. And I think because of where they've been, they would allow him to come in and do all the things that he might want to do. But for us, just this report alone got me hot today because I was like, here we go again.
Yeah, I said to Carl at 2 o'clock for guys who missed it, I'm like, you know what? Bring it. We can have Jordan in. Jordan can sit on my lap when we talk to coach.
Goodness.
Think about the fun we'll have, Day-Day. We can have all this. We can talk about cheer competitions.
Someone once told me time is a flat circle.
By the way, go back and watch that first season of True Detective. But yeah, man, let's do it. You imagine you and me trying to get some action out of Belichick every Wednesday.
Is he going to be in the background watching these interviews?
That'd be hysterical,
huh?
Is it okay, Jordan, if we talk to Coach for a minute?
Not talking about.
Yeah, and we'd get a lot of that, right? She'd probably interrupt. Yeah. This thing would be, listen, it's been a mess at North Carolina.
Bring his knucklehead son in as a DC.
You might live with your own failure.
I don't want to relive this, and I certainly don't want to have to deal with what they've been dealing with. You said it earlier. Here's the thing about Belichick, and the reason why, again, while we're bringing it up, Josina said, look, there are teams that are interested, and when you use the term upper-level personnel still fond,
right.
That makes my ears perk up a little bit. But here's the thing. When you talk about Belichick and the reason why he had all the success he had in New England, I don't know where he ends up. And I do think he wants to get back to the NFL. And it could be this year, guys. This whole North Carolina thing, this is a bridge job, okay? This is not his end all. And Mike, you said this, and I agree with you. The reason why they fell off, and you go back and look at his last 4 years, it's documented. The drafts fell off, but more importantly, Mike, the things that he fundamentally believed in that made that organization great slowly faded. And all of a sudden now, Vrabel's gone there, and you see what he's done.
Right.
But the things about the distractions and not bringing things into the public eye and what happens in here stays in here, all that stuff's out of the window.
No, I mean, all the stuff that was always internalized and was never going to be out there. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. You know, there's people that are in their car, and they probably think it's creepy, a guy dating a woman 49 years his junior. Some guy's going, hell yeah. But, I mean, it's just something that you...
And mind your business.
You never in a million years would have anticipated that with Belichick, you know, 10 years ago. And then you throw in the other aspect of this. I mean, the level of hubris, thinking you could have guys come in and coach offense who'd never coached offense. That's when I say you've lost your fastball. Carl, you touched on it. You're missing on draft picks, missing on skill position. Defense, he was always consistently pretty good on the defensive side of the ball, but he really lost his fastball on the other side. And then, look, it's an old argument, but it is there. You know, you take away Brady, and it's just not the same. And he's now, he would need 15 wins if he came back to the pros to surpass Don Shula for the all-time winningest coach. That would probably take 2 years. You know, yes. I mean, last time I checked, unless you were in the table. Who's going to roll for that? You 75, 76-year-old Belichick coaching your team? No thanks.
I'm with you. You guys can chime in, 404-726-0929. Now, some of you are so frustrated with the way this season has gone, you don't give a damn. You don't care if it's Belichick or anybody else. You just want change for change reasons. It's not enough. If we're going to do it, let's do it right, Mike. Let's try to make sure that we're moving in the right direction. That is not a long-term answer or solution for this franchise. So I just want to put it out there. And Josina, I don't know if it's true, partly true, 50% true. I don't care. I'm on the record. I don't want this. I didn't want it then, and I don't want it now. That's the reason why we're talking about it.
Now, I talked to D-Led today. Thanks, Mike and Carl. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, D.
D-Led said to me, he goes, you know, if we did move on, I mean, we're talking wipe the slate clean, new head coach, new general manager.
Are you revealing who voted in your anonymous poll yesterday?
Yeah, but I didn't tell you how he voted.
You said he voted.
Yeah, but I didn't tell you. See, the key
so
to
it. We got two votes. We got Mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got D-Lib. Yeah,
reveal how they voted when I asked him, do you think Raheem will be here next year?
All right.
I mean, that's
supposed to be anonymous.
Yes, and their anonymity remained. Now, you know they were in a poll. I just didn't tell you how they voted. So some of the anonymity is going out. Oh, shut up, Day-Day. Stop shaking your head at me. You know, you're going to get.
They voted yes or
you're
no.
You're going to need like a.
You know, typically, Day-Day Mike, shakes they his head say, so, juror you know, number one.
I know. Well, but I still
reporter number one.
But I'm not, they do the book deal.
I'm not telling you how they voted. 9 members of the media elite with 3 or 4 abstentions said 5-4 they feel coach is going to get got at the end of the year. Day-Day's going to need a chiropractor. He shakes his head so much at me during this. It's like tisk, tisk, tisk. But no, real quick, D-Led said, I hear you mentioning Eagles. Like, I always, guys ask me, like, as if, and this is the craziest thing about guys that are so, oh no, we can't do that, status quo. Nothing against Terry. I think Fontenot's probably running the same percentage as most GMs, Carl, 50-50. I said, when a guy asked me on Twitter, where would you find your next GM? I would find somebody working with Howie Roseman, or I'd find somebody working with Les Snead, with the Rams, Eagles-Rams. So you know what D-Led says to me? You know, Mike, if you go and hire one of the Rams execs, that's John McKay. That's Rich McKay's son. You know what? Okay. As much as I have been at the vanguard of Rich McKay's got to not be involved in decision-making, if his son John has picked up the secret sauce from Les Snead, who used to work under Dimitroff, I might have to agree with that. But some of our audience's heads would explode if this happened.
Well, yeah, name association alone. Listen, I told you months ago, I want Snead. I want the guy. Don't give me the guy next to the guy. Give me the guy. That's the guy. And if you were going to do it, again, he's got to have all the power. We don't know if any of this is going to happen, but when you've got rumors surfacing like this from credible reporters that are assuming or at least alleging that upper-level personnel are still fond of Belichick, what that says is the door is still potentially open. I don't like it. 404-726-0929.
But anyway, D-Led heard me yapping about that. He goes, you know, Mike, that's John McKay, Rich McKay's son. Which, again, that would, some people, they lose their mind. Oh. But I tell you what, the Rams, you said it, Carl. Sometimes it's blank those picks. Sometimes they use the draft. Jared Verse and Fisk. I mean, the things they've done, sitting with our pick, which is going to be a top 12, right?
Yeah.
The Rams just get it done. They're always in the mix.